Mary and Martha were very worried about their brother Lazarus. He was really, really sick. And the fact is that in those days, if something happened to the man of the house, usually bad things happened to the women who were survivors in the family. All three of them were good friends of Jesus. They knew him well. They knew him well enough that they knew where he was going to be. Not many people could tell where Jesus was going to go because he would go here and there, and especially in these last days of his ministry, Jesus moved around a lot. Jerusalem had become a dangerous place for him, and so he had shifted over to the east side of the Jordan, just out of the reach of the religious leaders. This is where the messengers were sent. "Lord, your dear friend is sick," they were told. Now, it's interesting to me that they don't say that Lazarus is sick or that our brother is sick. When they send the messengers to Jesus, they say, "Your dear friend is sick." Now, I don't doubt that Jesus had lots of friends, but I don't know how many of them we would call dear friends. But here it is in the Gospel of John. And because of that, I think that Mary and Martha thought that Jesus probably would drop whatever he was doing and come immediately because of this special relationship. The messengers needed to walk about 15 miles to find Jesus. When they delivered the message, Jesus told them, "The final result of this will not be Lazarus's death." And then he said some other things, but all those messengers needed to hear was that Lazarus was going to be okay. And so they hurried off, and they assumed that Jesus was going to be right behind them. What a surprise when they come back to Bethany with the good news, and Lazarus was already dead. Jesus then deliberately stayed where he was for two more days before he left for Bethany. Everyone was confused about Jesus' decision and his actions. They knew his relationship with Lazarus, but they also knew that it was dangerous to be anywhere near Jerusalem. When he finally does arrive near Bethany, there's a lot of confusion and commotion. People run to Mary and Martha's house to tell them. And Martha abruptly leaves. This is really almost unheard of for her because she's the model hostess. And there are lots of people there expressing their condolences on Lazarus's death. Martha leaves abruptly. She finds Jesus still on the road. Now, we know that she was sad, but I don't wonder if she was a little mad, too. After all, the word had come back from the messengers that this would not end in death, and here it had. Jesus finally shows up, but 4 days late. She blurts out, if you'd been here, this wouldn't have happened. And then, because she was Martha, always concerned about hospitality and feelings of others, she added, "But I know that even now, God will do for you whatever you ask of God." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise to life." Now, Martha, I get the idea that she wasn't completely comforted by this idea and this answer, and she says, I know that he will rise to life at the last day. And then Jesus says something that will only be completely understandable after his resurrection. He says, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" And Martha says, "Yes, Lord. I do believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who has come into the world." The story continues. After Martha had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary, and she came privately to her. "The teacher is here," she told her, "and he's asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up and hurried out to meet him. Jesus had not arrived in the village, but was still where Martha had met him. The people who were in the house with Mary comforting her followed her and saw when they saw her get up and hurry out. They thought she was going to the grave to weep. Mary arrived where Jesus was, and as soon as she saw him, she fell at his feet. "Lord," she said, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Jesus saw her weeping, And he saw how the people around her were weeping. And his heart was touched, and he was deeply moved. "Where have you buried him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they all answered. Jesus wept. "See how much he loved him," the people said. But some of them said, "He gave sight to the blind man, didn't he? Couldn't he have kept Lazarus from dying?" Deeply moved once more, Jesus went to the tomb, which was a cave with a stone placed at the entrance. "Take the stone away," Jesus ordered. Martha, the dead man's sister, answered, "There will be a bad smell, Lord. He's been there for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Didn't I tell you that you would see God's glory if you believed?" And they took the stone away, and Jesus looked up and said, "I thank you, Father, that you listened to me. I know that you will always listen to me, but I say this for the sake of the people here, so they will believe that you sent me." After he said this, he called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out!" And he came out, and his hands and feet were wrapped in grave cloths, and a cloth around his face. "Untie him," Jesus told them, "and let him go." Many of the people who had come to visit Mary saw what Jesus did, and they believed in him. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This is a long scripture today, and so I just want to focus on one part of it. Jesus' interaction with Mary. Because it's very different than the way Jesus interacts and converses with Martha. The first thing I noticed is that Martha goes out to Jesus and Mary stays back home. Why didn't Mary go with Martha to see Jesus as soon as she could? Both of them had been waiting for Jesus to show up, but Mary stayed home. Was she angry at Jesus for not coming sooner? Was she so grief-stricken that she couldn't move? When she hears Jesus' invitation, she's all of a sudden full of energy and hurries out the door. Had she been disappointed with Jesus? Was that why she had not left the house? As soon as Jesus asks for her, though, she is brought back to life herself. Jesus had not forgotten her. A crowd follows her. They hadn't heard Martha's message to her, had been in private. They thought Mary was going to continue to weep at the tomb. She comes before Jesus and falls at his feet. Now, this is a detail that we don't hear when Martha came out to speak to Jesus. It seems that Mary is always at the feet of Jesus, whether he is teaching, or in this case, or in the next chapter, she will be at his feet again as she anoints his feet. Mary's words seem to be coming directly from her heart. Jesus had answered Martha with a theological explanation. Jesus saw Mary weeping, and along with all the other people that had followed her, and his heart was touched, and he was deeply moved. But it's interesting that he doesn't really respond to her words at all. He answers with a question. "Where have you buried him?" At this point, Mary doesn't answer him. All the people respond, "Come and see." And now it's Jesus' turn to be silent. What follows is the short two-word Bible verse that anyone can memorize. Jesus wept. Jesus' tears and his silence brings out a response of the crowd. See how much he loved him. What Martha needed from Jesus was different than what Mary needed from Jesus. Martha needed hope and a way to understand how she could go on. And Jesus became the source of that hope as the resurrection and the life. Her sister Mary needed to know that Jesus cared for her. And his tears were her consolation. 9 years ago, I heard for the first time, "Does Jesus Care?" A Karen choir sang it at the funeral for my daughter, April. The refrain answers the question of the title, "Does Jesus Care?" It says, "Oh yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched by my grief. I know my Savior cares. He cares." Now, all this said, I know that there are times when Jesus seems awfully late in arriving at wherever we need him. There are times when we have waited and waited and waited. Some people have waited years. I know that Saul tells me that in the camps they pray for a day when they could go back to Burma. That day never came. But it doesn't mean that they stopped praying. Jesus seemed late in coming, but what has happened here with the community and what has happened around the United States with the Karen community is nothing less than a miracle. There are times, however, when we feel an ache that seems like it will never go away. There are times, because we perceive Jesus as being late, that we have to rely on others' faith, and we just have to hold on. There are three things that I'd like to say, three observations I'd like to make about Jesus and Mary and Martha. Both Mary and Martha had a close relationship with Jesus before this tragedy struck. They both had an intimate relationship with Jesus before Lazarus had died. If we hope to find Jesus' presence in the tough times in our lives, we need to cultivate Jesus' friendship now. Now in the ordinary days of our lives, and we need to be able to recognize when it is his voice, because often it is still and often it is small. We need to be on the lookout for how our Lord is operating in our life now. Mary and Martha had an intimate relationship with Jesus. It is what carried them through this difficult time with their brother's death. They both came to him and looked to him for help. Mary with questions about what was going to happen now, and Mary simply at his feet crying. We have to be open to the presence of the Lord in Scripture and in the words of others. The old revival hymn says, "Just as I am, without one plea." We need to actively be seeking God's presence and come before the Lord. We need to humbly come before Jesus as Mary did, on her knees. They both demonstrated faith. They both expected that Jesus would heal Lazarus, not only because of the relationship, but they heard the messenger's reply, they heard Jesus reply through the messengers that this won't end in death. But it requires faith. It requires faith to lean on the everlasting but invisible arms. We try so hard to be self-reliant, but sometimes we get in the way, our own way, of trusting Jesus. And it takes a practice, and it takes a new center of balance in our lives to truly trust. If you had been there. Jesus responded to Martha's needs, to understand and her basis for her hope. Jesus responded to Mary's needs because providing an accompanying presence in the face of the loss. Sometimes we need one, sometimes we need the other, sometimes we need both. Our scripture ends with Lazarus stumbling out of the tomb, and when he heard Jesus' voice, "Praise the Lord." Many of the people who had come to visit Mary saw what Jesus did and believed in him. May we believe in him as well. Let's bow in prayer. Lord, it's hard to keep praying when we see nothing happening, or when we wonder if you're going to show up at all. Help us to read this story. Help us to be a part of this continuing story of faith that allows you to work in us and through us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Does Jesus care? Let's sing verses 1, 2, and 3 of number 416.